And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Don't choose to lose. You know, some people actually choose to lose. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to do a little retro work. Talking about Lake Tamaqua. Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to examine making the wrong decision. Have you ever been afraid of doing that? I have. And then today's Facebook post, one question which will show our character.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. I am dookie dog free. Spiritual observations. If you listen to the show, you know exactly what that means. My life's insanities. I do radio. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
On AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
My question is, what are we missing in the pursuit of the quality of life? This is Jim Garlow. If we search the scriptures, we discover it speaks of adequacy and moderation, of sharing rather than accumulating abundance. Most of us have been culturized to abundance and accumulation toward more and more elaborate living, and in so doing become blind to the commands of God's Word in reaching out to those who not only need hope in spiritual poverty, but in their physical poverty as well. To separate the physical needs from the spiritual would be to paraphrase the scripture. I was homeless, and you preached to me of the spiritual shelter of the love of God. I was lonely, and you left me alone to pray for me. Scripture calls us time and again to do all in our power to alleviate human suffering and to correct injustice. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple of things we're going to tell you. I'm going to tell you about the sponsors in just a second. If you have been watching the news at all, you know that there was a congressman shot today, and I'm not actually going to comment on that during today's show because I want to give myself a full 24 hours to let it settle before I make my statements and comment on that. I have a Christian perspective, a Republican perspective, a Democratic perspective, a media perspective. I'm going to cover all of that. I do think it's important for Christians to be aware that it is our call to be praying for our nation to have its heart turned towards the Lord. And right now our nation is more divided than it's been in quite some time. And I would just encourage that people would pray for the grace and mercy of God to be upon our nation. We'll deal with it later, but if you're so inclined, spend a moment to pray for our leaders. I've been praying for our leaders of our nation every day, not just Republicans or not just Democrats, everybody in leadership, that they might lead as Christ led, which is just a great way to pray. I mean, that's just as solid can be. So we're going to cover that in a bit, but I'd be prayerful. I think that's appropriate. And, you know, there's no way that this was not going to happen. And if you'll listen back to not just this show, about 500 different radio shows and television shows have been saying over the last 12, 14 months, it's going to boil over like this. It's going to boil over like this. And let me tell you, this is not the last time it's going to boil over, and it's not going to be one side. It's not going to be one side that does it. Just you're dreaming. This is all because sin is a part of the human system, and this is what you get as a result of sin. So now we'll deal with that tomorrow. But there's nothing wrong with being in prayer for everybody, and I think that'd be a good thing to do. A couple things I do want to toss in your direction. Do not forget, please, Pathways to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. here on K-Praise. Also, school tuitions. Our half-price tuitions are almost gone, so we'll just encourage you to check that out and jump on board. Go to kprz.com, click on the half-price tuitions tab, and look what schools are still available because that's all that's going to be there. We encourage you to jump on that or act on that sooner than later. We think it's definitely worthwhile. Last thing I want to point out for those that are looking for an opportunity to get a little family getaway in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a great place that I've been there about four times. You have an opportunity for airfare, hotel, transportation, and a live event that involves the family in regards to Adventures in Odyssey. And I got news for you. If you are not familiar with some of the things that take place from, you know, focus on the family and their drama and their some of their theater and so on, it's fantastic. It's not good. It's superb. So go check it out. Go to kprz.com and type in the word adventure. We have a search box on the site. I think it's at the top right, I think, right? Is it the top right or top left? Okay, top right. And so just type in the word adventure and the information will pop up. And then there's some banners that are kind of rolling around there. So it gives you a chance to check that stuff out. Last thing I do want to say is for my good buddy Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral. Fantastic people. By the way, did we get their clip to them? It's on the top left for the search thing. I thought it was at top right. Did they move it? Okay. It's that or everything's backwards for me. Isn't that how that goes? I mean, I feel
bizarro
like
a world, right?
Well, yeah, I feel a little bit like Chris Squire sometimes because I feel like, you know, I mean, on Fridays for casual day, he wears a tie. He does that on purpose, by the way. I'm just saying it's like the opposite. Anyhow, getting back to it, Whitefields, we want to support Whitefields. I'm not going to go into this long lecture on blah, 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 blah. Hey, you want to get involved with a ministry that spreads the gospel, that helps people with clean drinking water, but primarily supports these rural pastors who don't get support. That's what I want you to consider. At least pray for them. Come on, that mention before the Lord takes seconds out of your life. Whitefields Ministries, you can get that information, whitefields.org, whitefields.org, to see some of the testimonies and some of the cool projects they're working on. We've been together for a couple of years now. I think it's about three. And I just think Steve and Kroll are just the best. I just love the way that their heart is committed to others. And then I think Steve, I owe Steve a little bit. because he was the one who said, no, no, being a grandpa will change you. I'm like, nah, I won't. I won't change. I'll be the same stubborn Dave. Wrong answer. All right, last I want to do a what's bugging me, and you're thinking, why are you doing that? Shouldn't you be doing a teaching? Let me get this off my chest, or you won't like the whole rest of the hour. Trust me. What's bugging me brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. I missed. Did you see that? I went like that and missed. Okay, got it. Ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. I won't take long. I'm just going to get this off my chest real quickly. So I happen to know that people in my family are looking to do some relocation. And when you do relocation, let's say you go into an apartment complex or like we're in, it's not overly complex stuff, but typically they'll have a dog policy, right? And the dog policy usually centers around, you know, either aggressive breeds or weight. Well, we got word today on something that somebody was looking at that is connected to our family, and they cannot move in there because the dog policy has a policy against boxers. And first of all, briefs or boxers, I don't care, but my dog's a boxer. And the bottom line is he is the friendliest dog around. And when I'm trying to figure out when this dog, this is the dog that if the leaf falls and hits the outside table, he turns and looks at it and runs away. Yeah, big danger to society. Sometimes I think that man overregulates because there's something lacking maybe in other places. That's what's bugging. It's bugging me. I'm just saying it's bugging me. Okay. All right, we're going to go an extra minute and a half on this. If you don't mind, we're going to talk about Don't Choose to Lose. Do we have a sound for Don't Choose to Lose?
What's in the box? It was a pumpkin motorcycle. Congratulations, Cody, up top.
There you go. Don't choose to lose. This is you making a choice. Listen to this in 2 Samuel 22:24, and don't tell me this isn't true. Here's what 2 Samuel 22:24 says. I was blameless before God and kept myself from sinning. I want you to listen. I was blameless before God and kept myself from sinning. Did you know that if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, even though you may struggle with sin, did you know that you do not have an obligation to sin? Did you know that sinning in most cases, or almost every case, is a choice? You can make a choice to sin or not to sin, to be or not to be a sinhead. That's your choice. You can make a decision to sin, and you can make a decision not to sin. And you think, well, wait a minute. What about the besetting sin? Oh, that's the one that you struggle with. I'm not saying you don't struggle with it, but it doesn't mean that you are owned by that sin. Let's just understand what the scripture says in Romans 6. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its desires. And do not offer any parts of it to sin as weapons for unrighteousness. But as those who are alive from the dead, offer yourselves to God and all the parts of yourselves to God as weapons for righteousness. You can offer yourself up each and every day as a weapon for unrighteousness or for righteousness. You can decide to not let sin reign in your mortal body. Even in the besetting sin, it says, let us cast off the sin that so easily besets us, which means you can throw, the word cast off means throw away. In Jesus Christ, the power, the judicial power of sin and its impact on you has been alleviated through the blood of Jesus Christ. You owe sin nothing. You are no debtor to sin. You do not have to sin. But I fear for myself and for others that too often we give way too quickly without resisting. And scripture says, offer yourselves as an instrument of righteousness. Offer yourselves as a weapon of righteousness as opposed to offering yourself as a weapon for unrighteousness. You're in a war one way or another. Are you going to be a weapon for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness? How do you want to present yourself? You know what's amazing? You have a lot more to do with this than you'll say. And what's important about that is for you to grasp that you have been given by God the power to choose. So make a choice to sin or to not sin, to be or not to be a sin head. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I don't get why so many people still have old-school home security systems.
Meet Ryan, a police officer, not an actor.
Expensive contracts, false alarms, easy to disable. I wouldn't own one.
Like so many officers, Ryan chose Blink Home Security.
Blink got home security right. They're discreet, super affordable video cams you install yourself in minutes. They're wireless and run on two batteries that last 2 years. Blink is motion-activated, so when it detects something in or around my home, it sends a video alert to my smartphone. If it's a threat, I call 911. And Blink's live feed option is total peace of mind. It lets me check in on my smartphone from anywhere. So I know when my kids get home, doors are locked, everything's code four.
Cameras start at just $99. Order now and get 10% off at blinkprotect.com/radio. 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 Officer endorsement compensated.
Former United States Senator Bill Bradley reached the top in sports as a Hall of Fame basketball player, in academics as a Rhodes Scholar, and in politics as a three-term senator from New Jersey. So when he says becoming number one is easier than remaining number one, we should probably heed his words. It's not easy to finish life well. It takes a lot of diligence, perseverance, faith, and sacrifice. Our goal should be to say what the Apostle Paul said at the end of his life. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to finish well on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, we have to come up with a way of saying that that is kind of unique. Like San Diego, California. You know, it's got to be something. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're onto something there, the way you do it already.
But I could do, San Diego, California. That doesn't seem like that would be as effective, because San Diego, California.
We'd do it real long. Like, San Diego, California.
Oh, I like that. San Diego, California. So that's not bad. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, you may have heard his commercial. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're sitting there thinking I should sell some real estate. You should talk to Sam. Sam will tell you what you really need to put into the house to fix it up. Some people, they'll go to their house and they'll think, I'm going to sell my house, and I think I need, you know, either, you know, cabinets or a new floor or carpet or paint or whatever. And sometimes you'll think about what you would want to have. But talking to Sam will tell you what you actually need to do, since he deals with it every single day. And unless you're selling houses every single day, it might be good to talk to somebody who's an expert in that realm, who could say, this is really what you need to get done to sell this house. This is really the work you need to put into it. As opposed to putting, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, even $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 into a house in which it will get you nothing back if you do that improvement, or nothing back if you do that cosmetic move. You want to talk to somebody who knows what work you should do so that you don't have to do more than you should, or more than you need to make the house presentable. And sometimes, and I'll tell you, this is true for my wife and myself. You might think, oh, this is not true. It is true. Sometimes we'll sit there and we'll talk about when we're going to get a house. And she'll say to me, I actually like to get a house that's a little less. And I say, well, why do you want to get a house that's a little less? And she says, well, then I can put my personality into it. So I can put my stuff the way I want it to be. So I want to do my fixes. Like, well, that makes sense. I got no problem with that. I just want to make sure there's a, you know, place for the TV and a bathtub. I don't know. I don't need much. What do you think? I could live in an apartment. So the bottom line is, if you want to talk to somebody who can really help you with that, Sam, thinksam.com. Thinksam.com is the website, 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM. And if it's not for you and for somebody you know, Tugboat Todd and I say,
send them to Sam.
Send them over to Sam. All right. Let's play that music so I can do this next one called Lake Tamaqua. What do you got for me? What do you got for me? All right. I love that opening line. That's actually a little better than some of our stuff, to be really honest, in America for national anthem stuff. Here you go. This is called Lake Tamaqua. Here's the passage, and here's how we're going to get to it. And you're going to sit there and go, how did you do that? Watch. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 20. He brought me out to a wide open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. And you're thinking, well, that's fantastic. Okay, hold on. He brought me out to a wide open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. He brought me out, just for you, so you can know, by the way, Ann Polk is going to be on our show next week. For the community that's listening that really doesn't like her, when the scripture says he brought me out, it means from bondage, not from the closet. I'm just saying so you know what that difference is. I just want to make sure you know that. And we're going to talk to Ann Polk about that next week on Friday. So if you realize something to protest, that's perfect. Do that. And then it says to a wide open place. And if you don't have to be a country music fan or a fan of, was it the Dixie Girls or something, or the whatever?
Dixie Chicks.
I don't know. So anyway, they you know, the wide open spaces, that's not their line. That's 2 Samuel 22:20. And the whole point about that is wide open places are breathing room. Did you ever feel like you were squished? Do you ever feel like at work you're like almost claustrophobic, and sometimes you have to get out of the office and get out of the building and go into the air and go into outside so you can just kind of alleviate being squished and pressured in? Well, that's what wide open places and wide open spaces has to do with. So when the Lord brings us to a wide open place, he brings us to a place that is breathing room. A lot of people that are listening to me right now are going through a lot of different struggles, and you feel too uptight. Now, I know exactly how this feels because I struggle with this all the time. But I am all the time challenged, just like you, to say, I can't do that. Sometimes I got to step out of the building. Sometimes instead of eating a really lousy, you know, healthy lunch, I have to go down to the little deli and get something really terrible and just escape from my routine and breathe a little. And that passage that says he rescued me, That actually, that word rescue, and I've mentioned this before, that comes as a picture from a person who's in the water and they need somebody to help them because they're in the water struggling and they need somebody to pick them up in a boat. That's where the word rescue comes from. It's a paint a picture kind of thing, if you understand. So this is the reason I brought this up is because this happened to me and a friend of mine named Adam Shaw. We went to Camp Tamaqua back in the days, back in 71, 72, 73. And the very first day Adam and I went to camp, we took a canoe, very first day. We were in the camp for all of 2 hours. Got a canoe. I don't remember if we checked it out or took it. We went on Lake Tamaqua and we were canoeing. And you know what happened? We were trying to go after some fish and trying to like catch up with them in the canoe, not being real good canoe people, and we dumped. So we're at camp the first day, knowing nobody or nothing, and we are two guys with a canoe that's upside down who didn't know how to get the water out, and we're sitting there floating and floating, and we were out there for a half hour, and guess what? It was getting dark, right? And lo and behold, this other guy comes up in a canoe and he goes, "What are you two doing?" And we said, "We're treading water and hanging onto the canoe because we're not that bright." So he helped us get up. He helped us turn the canoe over, get the water back in, and made sure we got into safety because, first of all, the water was cold. And second of all, we were morons. But you know what that guy did? He rescued us. That's the definition. If you're looking for the definition, that was it. We dumped our canoe. We were in the water. We were treading water, holding onto the canoe and the paddles, trying to figure out what to do. And this guy came along, who turned out to be a counselor in training, a CIT, and helped us and rescued us. That's what God does. When you feel like you're in the water, maybe you've done something dumb and you're in the water and the canoe's tipped over and you're treading water and you're just hanging out and it's getting dark and you're starting to kind of get a little bit worried, the Lord rescues you. He sends somebody your way. Or he comes himself. And you know why he does that? The scripture says he brought me out to wide open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. God does that because he loves us. It's because of him, not because of us. It was because of his grace, not your good works, that he will rescue you. You don't deserve to breathe, let alone to be gifted life on multiple levels. But because of God's love, you do, and you get that. Not you do deserve it. You get to breathe. You get to live on multiple levels. You get to exist. You get to function. You get to rejoice. You get to enjoy. So when the scripture says he brought me into a wide open place, he rescued me because he delighted in me, I want you to see that picture. Space to breathe. Out of bondages he brings us. And then when we're really in tough times and tough waters and it's cold and getting dark, he rescues us. And he does it because he loves us. Good enough for me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere. So much younger than today.
Station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Jesus wants us to walk with him.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. David writes, a friend and his wife, now in their early 90s and married for 66 years, wrote their family history for their children, grandchildren, and generations to come. The final chapter, A Letter for Mom and Dad, contains important life lessons they've learned. One caused me to pause and take inventory of my own life. If you find that Christianity exhausts you, draining you of your energy, then you are practicing religion rather than enjoying a relationship with Jesus Christ. Your walk with the Lord will not make you weary. It will invigorate you, restore your strength, and energize your life. Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of Jesus' invitation in this passage begins, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Walk with me and work with me. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." David continues, "When I think that serving God is all up to me, I begin working for him instead of walking with him. There's a vital difference. If I'm not walking with Christ, my spirit becomes dry and brittle. People are annoyances, not fellow humans created in God's image. Nothing seems right. When I sense I'm practicing religion instead of enjoying a relationship with Jesus, it's time to lay the burden down and walk with him in his unforced rhythms of grace." You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here are the Prince of Peace, here are the King, all the praises to Him we sing.
Jesus. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I'm using my really deep radio voice talking from my diaphragm, trying to make sure that everybody understands that this is how radio should sound like, even though it's on an AM band. Thank you. Okay. If you want to, you can. Did you like that? If you want to, you can go to davidspoon@kprz.com and just look at your email. Tell me what it does. Does it do anything? Oh, if you don't actually send it, it doesn't do anything. I'm just pointing that out to you. And then we encourage people to go to Facebook for no real good apparent reason. And before we get on to the actual subject at hand, I do want to let you know that the weather is spectacular. Right now outside, it's... Okay, so something happened earlier today. Somebody came in and made a gesture that, you know, sometimes you'll work at places, you'll be at a workplace, and, you know, maybe it's not always the most entirely friendly, upbeat, uplifting environment. And so somebody, I'm not going to mention who, came into my office and they presented to do a compliment and said, you know, this workplace works better because you're here and you're a part of it and your commitment is evident to everybody and you're inspirational. And even though people don't tell you that, we want to thank you for that. And then he waited about 3 seconds and goes, which is never heard at this particular place. And it's like, that was so perfect to say, because people in workplaces, especially bosses who are at the maybe higher end, do not always realize you get a lot more traction when you're uplifting and encouraging than when you're berating and crushing spirit. I mean, it's just a reality of life. They're not going to say, Jesus didn't come in and I got my sledgehammer. Now I'm going to change the world by beating you guys to a pulp. Bam, 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 bam. He could have. He just didn't. Because good leadership doesn't lead that way. So if you're a person in leadership position, keep that in mind. Even as a parent, if you do that, if you're a break the spirit person, you're a terrible leader. Just so you can know. Because, of course, if you are not aware, that is what the Egyptians did to the Israelites to keep them in bondage. Oh, you might not be aware of that. Maybe you should read Exodus 1. You'll see where it is. All right, let's get into our topic. We have an interesting topic. I actually had a conversation with one of my very best friends in the world, and I think this will fit for him. I don't know if I'll get a chance to hear it, but I think it'll fit for him. It's actually, the title is called The Fear of Making the Wrong Decision.
What is your favorite color?
Blue. No.
What is your favorite color? For those that don't know where that's from, I'm not going to tell you. That's another one of my faves. Here it is. So when you are in a situation, and I came across this ironically before my friend communicated to me this morning. I came across this last night and put it on my desktop and sent it to myself as an email reminder because sometimes I forget stuff. And it was right at a time where my wife and I were trying to make a decision about moving. We're trying to, should we move or should we not move? No, we've moved 700 times. Okay, we've moved like six times in the last 7.5 years. It's a lot, if you think about it. And the biggest problem is the ever-present fear of messing up. Nobody wants to mess up in making a decision. If the Lord came down and said, here, look, here's a telegram, and here's what I want you to do. It's not an issue of faith at that point. It's an issue of obedience. If God says, hey, look, go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you don't go, you're strictly disobedient. There's no instructionals. You just decided not to say yes. You're kind of doing the Jonah thing, right? You know, you're running. Well, when you're not in that place and you're trying to make that right decision, there is this haunting element that sometimes sits above your shoulder or above your head or somewhere around you. And it's like, don't mess up. Don't make the wrong decision. And so we have a buildup in that process. And the more that it remains undecided, let's be honest, the greater that snowballs and becomes more and more pressure because you want to make the right decisions. And just like now, okay, not only do I want to make the right decisions, but I've actually committed 24, 48, you know, minutes, hours, days, or months into this thought process. And so now it has that much more weight. And we understand that. Psalm 32, verse 9 says, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by a bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. In other words, there are some decisions that you just have to make. And when we talk about that, it's important. Now, there will be some people that will argue with this, and I love you in the Lord. I respect you. I just disagree. But some people may get so far down into the nitty-gritty on decision-making that they want to make sure that the color socks that they wear are the right ones that God wants you to wear. Okay? Can we drop this truth out right here real fast? God's not wearing the socks, right? They're yours. Pick which pair you want. Sometimes you just got to choose. We have had this debate. I've had this debate with good friends growing up in the faith. My brother, you know, Billy, and then with the Four Musketeers, Jewish guys from Detroit. And we would debate, well, you know, what car should you get? And then the conversation will be, well, did you pray about, you know, what car you should, what style you should get? Did you pray about what color you should get? And it's like, wait. God wants me to pick green versus blue because... See, this is the problem. The problem is I might like green. You might like blue. Maybe I'll pick the color because I like it. It's not, God's not driving the car. He doesn't mind that. Now, he might lead you to the right dealership. He might get you to the kind of car you're looking for, all that. But there are certain things that you just decide. I'm pretty sure the Lord's not going, well, you know, the AM FM stereo Delco is pretty good, but the Delco Plus, you'll hear my voice better. I'm going to go with that doesn't happen. Because it ain't true. So when we get into this socks color of car kind of mentality, that's the insanity of it all. Joel chapter 3, verse 14 says, thousands upon thousands are waiting in the valley of decision. And you know what the humorous Jewish proverb is to that, right? And they're just sitting there waiting because they can't make a choice. It's like, come on, when you go to a cafeteria, what do you have at a cafeteria? You get this opportunity to get, if you go to the salad and soup place, what's that salad and soup place? This
Soup Plantation?
Yeah, Soup Plantation. You go there. Guess what? The Lord is not telling you, oh, wait, don't get the macaroni salad. Ho. Don't you know that's blasphemy? Come on. What are you, have you lost your mind? The corn muffin? How can't you take the brownie? I mean, I don't know. There's some things you just got to choose. Now, here's the saving grace that I find in decision making. Ready? I use this probably more than I use getting counsel, which, of course, tells you everything you got to know right there. Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything else you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Do you know what that means in the most practical sense? It means make a decision and go forward. And if you're not getting it, God will show you. And if you make the wrong decision, guess what? The universe did not stop. Just make the decision, go with it. I do think once you've made the decision, you kind of, you know, go with it a little more. Because if you keep vacillating back and forth, that's what creates the tension. You know what creates tension in a sickness? When you have some kind of growth and the doctor cuts it off and it has to go to the lab, you know what drives you crazy? The waiting. Right? It's the waiting. It could be this, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. Well, when you're in that decision-making process, what drives you nuts is the indecisioning. That's what drives you crazy. So sometimes you make a decision, you say, this is a decision we made, and if you don't want it to happen, then don't let it happen. Or if you want it to happen, make it happen. You know, it doesn't matter. I don't think you have to read the tea leaves to make a choice. If you make the wrong one and it's detrimental, most of the time that I've been a Christian in 40 years, the Lord's gone, uh-uh. And then that's the end of that. If you think, oh, I'm going to try, there's nothing wrong with trying something and it doesn't work. And then it's like, well, that's not the way to go. Yeah, but I just think it's funny because people will say, you know, I'm going, this is the norm. I'm going to do this, right? Unless you show me otherwise, I'm going to do this. And then there's that flip side that I think hardly anybody does. Let me say it again. Let's say people are waiting for a sign from God. Have you ever wanted to get a sign from the Lord? I'll do this when the Lord shows me. Sometimes you can flip that. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you can say, Lord, instead of waiting for you to show me to do it, I'm going to do it unless you show me not to do it. I love that because that's taking that opposite tact. You're going the opposite way and going, nah, I'm going to try this different. Because I think that's just as valid as the other way. I'm not going to move, Lord, until you tell me. Or what about this one? I'm not going to stop until you tell me. I like that one, too. But if you make a mistake and it's detrimental, guess who's there to help? The Lord. If you be otherwise minded, God will show you. If it's that big a deal and you need to make the decision right the first time and it's that crucial, yeah, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you just have to have patience, something I have nothing of. Because I tis not a doctor. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The Hometown Advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our Hometown Advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The Hometown Advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
AM 1210, KPRZ is the Christian station in San Diego. KPRZ attracts an extremely loyal, family-oriented listening audience, over 60% of which are 25 to 54 years of age. This audience thoroughly enjoys the great ministry programs on KPRZ, featuring beloved preachers like Pastor David Jeremiah of Turning Point, John MacArthur of Grace to You, Dr. Charles Stanley of In Touch, as well as our incredible local talk show host, David Spoon, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Also remember, the KPRZ listening audience purchases the goods and services offered on AM 1210 by the local San Diego area businesses who consistently use KPRZ as a key component of their advertising plan. If your business needs to reach an audience of loyal San Diego area families, your business message must be on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego.
Former United States Senator Bill Bradley reached the top in sports as a Hall of Fame basketball player, in academics as a Rhodes Scholar, and in politics as a three-term senator from New Jersey. So when he says becoming number one is easier than remaining number one, we should probably heed his words. It's not easy to finish life well. It takes a lot of diligence, perseverance, faith, and sacrifice. Our goal should be to say what the Apostle Paul said at the end of his life. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have kept the faith. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to finish well on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Getting close to doing our Facebook post. I do want to let you know next hour we are doing one of my, now I will confess this. I'll confess the sin of this if there's a sin in it, but it's one of my favorites. And my wife, loving wife that I have, you know, I get up at like 5. She couldn't sleep for whatever reason. She got up like at 4:30 and came in and thought that I had done something that said I was awake. I had not. So she came in and kind of woke me up. And we had a brief spiritual discussion on something that, yeah, I know. You see his husband, you just go, that's fantastic, honey. Yes, I was awake. Anyway, no, that's not lying, folks. That's called a joke. Anyhow, the difference there is she had gotten really excited about something spiritually, and it had caught my brain. It moved my brains in a couple of directions, and I realized I had a couple of teachings or a couple of communications on that that I wanted to kind of share. So I'm going to do the first part of it next hour, the whole next hour, and then some more the day after. And if you are a person that's listening, you never get a chance to hear that second hour or whatever, I really would encourage you to check out the podcast. It doesn't. We don't make a dime from this. There's no money. We don't make. We make anything. I pay $9.95 or 99 cents. It's like $9.95 a month, but they do a pretty good job because they host, it's almost 1,150, almost 1,200 podcasts, you know, 2,400 hours. That's a lot. And it's worth $10 for sure a month. So anyway, we encourage you to check it out because I think it'll be inspirational for you. Encourage it. And she came up with a really good idea, and we're actually praying together about writing a book together. Ooh, not a book like my first one, which was really me getting it out of me. An actual kind of teachy book. is that what they call those things, teachy books? I gotta get
educational?
An educational. Oh no, I just gotta get an education. Teachy books. Why don't you guys go in the corner in the kindergartens and that spoon guy?
It conveys the message.
Yeah.
Teachy book.
Well, it's a teachy book. Yeah, it does say it. Let's get ready. We're going to do this. Is a fascinating DDD. Do we have a sound for this? We do a sound for this. It's called Our Question Can Reveal Our Character. Go ahead.
So I'm going to ask you one question.
So I answer one question. Mm-hmm. Go to New York City tonight.
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 Tonight. Okay. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 39. Now watch where we're going to go with this. A little different than you think. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling, but he was in the stern asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Now, we've read this passage 30 times since Todd, talk about Todd's been behind the mic. And the reason that we read passages like this over and over and over again is because there's so much depth in them that there's so much you can pull out of them. So this was what comes about in when you have too much time to think. That's kind of a joke. Look at the situation, which you already know. Great windstorm. The waves were breaking in. The boat was filling. They're freaking out. But look at this one statement. The one question that we ask God can tell us a great deal about ourselves. So when they were going through this situation, though it was scary and harrowing and all those other things that it no doubt was, at any point before they said what they said, did they say to the Lord, "Is this your will?" That was not a question they asked. Nobody on the boat said, "Jesus, did you want this to happen?" Nobody. And when you're going through what you're going through, see, that first question you ask God, that tells you a lot about where you're at. It's that first question you ask him. How about this one? This would have been a good one too. Ready? They're going through that whole process, and if they would have said to Jesus, "Is this for a miracle? Is this so we can see a miracle? We've been seeing you do miracles. Is this so we can see a miracle?" How about you and I, when we're going through our circumstance, do we ever turn to the Lord and go, "Are you doing this so you can show your mighty power? Are you doing this so that you can demonstrate the miracle?" Is that what we ask the Lord? Not too many of us. How about this one? Now watch, because this is a brave one. I want to prepare you for this. They're going through that situation. They think they're going to perish. Did any of them think to say, "Is this our time? Is this it? Okay, are we done? We kind of, you know, is this it? Okay, just want to make sure." Nobody asked that question. You know what question they asked the Lord? "Don't you care?" See? And that revealed their character. Like, our questions reveal the character that we have in our communion and our communication and connection to the Lord. We don't go, "Hey, is this your will? Hey, you're trying to show us a miracle. Hey, is this the time? Now we're going." We're all like, "Don't you care? Don't you care about me?" You see what that reveals? Doesn't that just reveal such a shortcoming? I'm looking at it, and I asked this question, you know, which of these four? Some people respond on Facebook very honestly, by the way. I'm not sure I would ask any of the right questions. I'm pretty sure I would ask the same question the disciples did. But it reveals our lack of confidence that God is doing whatever he's doing for us, as opposed to us just strapping in on a roller coaster ride that has a lot of loop-de-loops. We don't hardly ask, "Is this your will?" We don't hardly ask, "Is this so that you can, you know, extend your glory, manifest your glory?" We don't hardly ask, "Is this our time and we need to, you know, gracefully say thank you for our time on earth?" But most of us will, in fact, like the disciples, just ask the Lord in an accusatory manner, "Don't you care? How can you?" And then there's the sub question. "How can you let me go through this?" That's the sub question. And I'm sure that I am the only Christian in San Diego that's ever asked God that question. "How can you let this happen to me?" But I have asked God that question. And if you have always said, "Is this your will? Is this for a miracle? Is this our time?" I applaud you, sir. I applaud you, ma'am. But if you're like me and you said, "Don't you care?" It shows my character needs some improvement. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.